Hey, so let's review the agenda. We're going to do the usual IP notes, call notes. We already picked the scribe. Thank you, Lionel. Introductions, reintroductions, announcements, reminders. We'll go through the progress on action items. We have a pretty full agenda. I'm not sure if we'll get to the very last one, but in this order, we need to review did progress for the AC meeting. And we'll get to Heather, the survey results that Heather put together. And we may not get to the code of conduct and conflict management this week, but it looks like there's some interesting parts in the survey results that may tee up the discussion as well in code of conduct and conflict management. So if we can't get to the last one this week, we'll just move it to next week. Okay, IP notes. Sorry, what's that?
I lost a few words, but you're back now. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. Oh, actually, before I move on, does anyone have anything they want to add to the agenda? Okay, so let me get in some accounting stuff. One second. Okay, and let me make sure, Lionel, you're recognized for being scribe. Okay. So IP note, anyone can participate in these calls. However, if you've not agreed to the group's IP policy, we cannot consider substantive contributions. And then how the calls work, the minutes and an audio recording of everything said on this call are archived at this location that I pasted into the chat. We use IRC to cue speakers during the call as well as to take minutes. All attendees should type present plus. No space in between to get your name on the attendee list. If your name collides with someone else's, type present plus and your alias. In IRC, type Q plus to add yourself to the queue with an optional reminder. For example, Q plus space to mention it needs better SEO. If you're not on IRC, simply ask to be put on the queue. Please be brief so the rest of the queue can get a chance to chime in. You can always queue plus again. Okay, and thank you again, Lionel, for volunteering. Let's see. I'm just making sure we don't call on you again for a while. Okay. So we have scribe introductions and reintroductions. Do we have anyone new today?
Hi. Yes, this is my first time on the call. My name is Karan Verma, and I'm calling from Menlo Park, California. My background is in software engineering and digital health, and most of that time has been spent in startups at digital health. I've been following the blockchain space for the last 1.5 years and the DID space for about 9 or 10 months. And I'm interested in this space because I see some future applications for healthcare and digital health, specifically around patient data and doctor identities and identities of other professionals in healthcare.
That's great. Thank you for joining us. And could you repeat your name, please? I don't think we got it.
It is Karan Verma. It is spelled K-A-R-N, and last name is spelled V-E-R-M-A.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks, Heather, for typing that in. Okay, reintroductions. Let me see who we haven't done in a while. Skipping over. David Chadwick, not here.
Has it been a long time since is Adrian here? Because he would match all that health stuff.
Oh, yes. I don't see his alias.
I don't see him back.
Yeah.
And I have been working with Adrian on HIEO for a few months.
Then you don't need an introduction from him.
Right.
David Lane, have you reintroduced yourself recently?
Dave's not here.
Okay, well, I'm going to skip right over to, I thought Kalia was going to be here. Kalia, are you here now?
I saw her come in.
I am here.
Can you reintroduce yourself?
Sure. My handle online is Identity Woman. I just got back from research in India on their national ID system, and I'm busy writing up my report. And I run the one of the leading innovation forums in this space called the Internet Identity Workshop, and we're having a 28th one coming up at the end of this month in the beginning of May. And I'm exploring sort of what I'm doing next. I'm doing a short-term contract with the Decentralized Identity Foundation with some organizational development for them. So if you're a member there, I will be in touch with you in the next few weeks. And doing a lot of work communicating about what we're doing and the opportunity to various industries and businesses.
Thank you, Kalia. And then I've been a link to the IIW workshop, and we're going to be back to you very soon to talk about yours and Heather's book that just got released.
Yeah.
So announcements and reminders. Let me send the link in for your reference. Okay, first of all, Living Dedicated did calls on Thursdays, and the Zoom room is this location that I'm pasting in. The DID specification, I'll call it closure call, is happening from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. And then the DID resolution call is happening immediately after that, 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific time. Is that right? It's marked in my calendar differently. Speak up if that's right, but that's what I have written down in the announcements. Oh, Drummond?
Yeah, Kim, that's right. It's the first call is from 1 to 2 Pacific, and the second one's from 2 to 3 Pacific. DID spec first, and then DID resolution spec.
Okay, great. Thank you. Next, this is coming up this next week. The W3C AC meeting is in Quebec, April 7th through 9th. Here's the information if you want to go to that. I'll be going to represent this group on behalf of the DID Progress and talking about various identity and auth standards in progress and all of that. So we'll get back to that in just a little bit. IIW is happening April 30th through May 2nd. It's in Mountain View, California. Again, here's the link to that. And then also the day before that, on April 29th, there's a DIF hackathon. And so it's called hackathon, not just for programmers. The goal is developing an end-to-end SSI scenario involving credential exchange. And so, you know, it's just one day, I think 4 to 6 hours specifically. So not a whole lot will necessarily get done, but it'll be a good opportunity to talk about a minimum scenario that can be demonstrated. And then lastly, I want to call on Heather Kalia, I think, is the one who's going to speak up about it. Their book on self-sovereign identity just got released on Amazon. So, Kalia, can you speak to that?
Sure. last spring and summer, Heather and I wrote a comprehensive guide to self-sovereign identity. The first part of the book covers the history and sort of how we got here from the user-centric community and various principles that have been written that guide our thinking. The second part covers the core building blocks that are part of this technology, so the wallets and the hub agent work, the verifier code and the issuer code, and then a look at the various ledger projects. The third part of the book looks at, or sort of integrated with that, is a look at all the companies as of last summer, at least, that were working on various projects in that space. And then the third part of the book looks at 10 different open standards that are playing a role in what's emerging. And finally, we wrap up by looking at the different organizations in the industry and where you can get involved. So it is up on Amazon. We would love it if everybody in the community bought a copy and, better yet, wrote a review so that other people outside of us will be aware of what we're doing and buy our book.
Heather, you're up.
Yeah, and I just want to say it's up for pre-order right now. It will come to your Kindle on Friday. If you have any issues with the file, please be in touch with us directly. There's some hoops to jump through, like putting it up into the Amazon system. So it looks all good on my side, but please let us know feedback. And echoing what Clea said, pre-ordering would be great. Sharing it on LinkedIn and Twitter would be great. And writing a review would be great. And also, this book would not be possible without our co-authors. There are four contributing authors on the title list as well. Kim is one, Marcus Sabadello, Dimitri, and Juan Caballero. All of them contributed substantial amount to make that happen in either technical review or writing or editing. So it really is a community effort. And we're not doing this for the money. We're doing this to get the information out there. So we appreciate your support in sharing it.
Thank you. Okay, let me move on to the progress on action items. Okay, the first one we have, issue number 61, is review results of end-of-year survey, which we're going to do today. So we'll come back to that. Connection problems on the call. I guess I'm going to get feedback. It seemed like everyone was having an easier time today. My issues were just Wi-Fi connection issues. So can anyone who's having, who has input on that either way, were you having problems connecting lately? Do they seem to be straightened out? Just add yourself to the queue or speak up. Okay, so I'm not sure what happened, but for a while, I think a lot of us were having a hard time dialing in, but then now it seems to be sorted out. So I might – oh, Manu's on the queue.
Yeah, just to mention, we changed absolutely nothing, which is unfortunate. If some of them are, you know, robocall blacklisted numbers being cleared – and the internet routing packets in different ways. So unfortunately, we learned nothing from that set of blips.
Okay, so we're going to blame the internet for that. I'm going to – actually, that one, I think I'll consider that one closed. Well, actually, we'll talk with the chair on Friday, but I'm thinking we'll just close it because it seems like everything's getting sorted out. Number 59 did methods in the registry without associated did specs. I think we're making really good progress on that one. If Marcus is on the call, let me see if he's here. Oh, no, I don't see his alias. Is anyone familiar with
Marcus is on the call.
Oh, I didn't see his alias. Marcus, can you speak to... Oh, I see it. I was looking for Peacekeeper. Marcus, would you mind reporting the status overview of issue number 59, which I'm pasting in, which is the DID methods in the registry without the DID specs?
So I believe some of them have added a DID spec. The YOLOCOM, for example, they have added their spec. Consent, I got a message from them. They are not going to proceed with that method, so I think we can remove that from the registry. The DOM, I'm not sure. I wrote to them. I didn't get any response. I would suspect that probably that's also deprecated and not going to be used anymore, but I'm not sure. And UPort, I think the status is that the UPort method itself is deprecated, but UPort has introduced a number of other methods.
Right. So for the next action items, I'm thinking that we will, I guess we'll just leave it to the DID method registry owners to sort of take care of the accounting, which would be, you know, removing anything that shouldn't be there. One thing that's interesting about the UPort one, it might be interesting to keep it, but mark that it's deprecated or just have it, if we have a separate list somewhere, mostly because I think that one's lurking around. People are aware of it, so it would be good for people to know that it is deprecated. Any other thoughts on follow-up that we need to do for this issue? Okay, so I'll write some notes on that, and it looks
Jonathan
like we're closing.
Jonathan's on the queue.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just to note,
yeah,
maybe
Jonathan,
actually,
sorry,
like just version controls, as far as like a standardized method of version controlling each of the specific DID methods, and recommended syntax in the specification, so it can be machine readable.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It was a little choppy.
Sorry, I think just I think if we have a better version control, a syntax for documenting the version of each of the DID methods, as well as when it may be deprecated, those are both in and of itself the same issue that could be solved.
Yeah, that's
right.
Fair. I'm not sure if we have any method for that right now. Let me see if anyone else is on the queue. Okay, Manu.
So specifications are supposed to state the version in the title, and I believe there is a way of expressing JSON LD so that you can actually just pull the version of the spec out in machine-readable format. So I would that's what W3C uses. I suggest that's probably what we should use as well. It's just a standard respec feature. But that requires the people publishing those specifications to version control their specifications, and not everyone is deliberate when they do that.
Okay. Joe, you're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to, Manny, could you add that note? Could that be part of the registry directions?
Yeah, we could do that. I don't know. I'm a bit fuzzy on what we say other than version your spec.
Even that is a leap ahead of where we're at right now.
Okay, all right.
So
let me raise this. We should raise an issue for that so we don't lose track of it.
Help them help you.
Yep.
Can someone record an action in the minutes, or if not in the minutes, GitHub, because I'm not sure if I have the specific action there. Just want to make sure we don't lose it.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay. That was, wait, no, there was still something else. One second. Okay, create DID explainer for W3C tag, integrate into DID primer. That is assigned to Joe and Dan Burnett. Any updates there? Hello?
Just to chime in. I'm of the opinion that a lot of this is going to be driven by some of the questions that are also being kicked around on the Thursday. So Dan and I are moving that forward. I'm not sure when we should expect to see something. Dan, do you want to make any comments?
Yes, actually, the comment that it's really a question, and it's it has to do with the timing, what the timing is that we expect for it. So as Joe said, we've kind of been waiting on some of the discussions about syntax that really come down to semantics had got worked out. But the other thing we need to know is sort of what the timing expectations are for this, for when the tag is likely to need this document.
Okay, so that's a good point, and that actually maybe tees up the next discussion, so the DID progress review for the AC meeting coming up. So if nothing else to add there, I think I'll move to that next item.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. So the AC, the W3C AC meeting is next, like, Sunday through Wednesday or so in Quebec. And the goal there is to report out to the W3C AC reps status of the DID, our DID work. I imagine what they're primarily interested in. I'm breaking up. Is it, how am I sounding now? La, la, la.
We can,
am
I can
still
hear
breaking
you.
Up?
No, I can hear you.
Okay, let me see. Let me check my bars. One second. Okay. Let me try it again. How is it sounding now?
It's not your fault, Kim.
Everyone sounds broken to me. What do we do?
Yeah, it's our upgoing link. Let me go around the office and shout at people to stop downloading Windows 10. I'll be right back.
I'm pretty sure Bazaar is a Linux house, so that was a bit of comedy there.
Sounded really good right there, so I don't know. I'm,
yeah.
I'm calling in.
Thanks, Drummond. I'm feeling really good.
Like, you know that you should.
Okay.
The waters have been calmed now that there isn't being sailed Windows.
Excellent. Okay, so this is sounding much better. Okay, I'll start that section over again. Goal for next week is to report out all of our progress on the December identifier work that we're doing. Primarily, they'll be interested in knowing our progress towards the function of the working group. And so, to Dan's point earlier, I think, you know, we're sort of in a weird situation where I realize I'm not entirely sure who waiting on whom right now. So one, I know we have the DID specification meetings on Thursday to help close out the specs. So it's great. We're seeing fast progress there. I also know that Joe and I need to meet to discuss use cases, which we're on top of that. There's the DID explainer, which Dan just mentioned. He is they're maybe needing some more outcomes from the Thursday meetings. So I wanted to sort of step back and maybe ask Manu, who's most familiar with this process, to sort of give his view on what DID progress is in terms of what's interesting, AC meeting, which I'm guessing is working group formation. And then after we identify those high-level points, we'll go around for a quick summary from each effort, you know, sort of the progress. So do you mind talking to that? Oh, 50 gigs. Okay, so. Manu, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, great. I'm not sure if you heard what I said. Do you mind talking to your view of what the working group, what the status is of DID progress right now? And my goal is to find out specifically what the AC is most interested in, but I'm guessing that is a big factor of that is the formation, what needed towards formation of the working group. So I was wondering to set up that sort of structure for us, and then I'll ask people in charge of the individual efforts to report what they see as the status.
The status from a W3C perspective or status from a where are we with respect to the DID spec perspective?
How much of a time difference is it if we do the latter? So, because, yeah, I would love to know that, but if it seems like if that's going to take this conversation off the rail, then I'll say just the first so that we can move on to the survey results, so then we can come back to the
I can get through it pretty quickly, I think. From a W3C perspective, it's a bit of a black hole, right? We don't know what's going on in management with respect to the DID charter and all that kind of stuff. The expectation is probably it's going to be discussed at the AC meeting, in a week or so. And then there may be some movement forward, like it'll go out for official review or whatever. So I think that's one of the reasons they're having you speak to it at the AC meeting. With respect to where the specification is, I think we had some time on the train to put in a bunch of PRs to simplify the introduction in the spec. We just need to kind of discuss that. Whoever shows up to the DID spec meeting on Thursday can talk through those PRs. They're meant to simplify. There is this discussion around, where do we draw the line on DID methods? Is DID Facebook allowed? Is DID web allowed? Or do we basically draw a hard line and say, no, this is just about DLTs and decentralized technologies, full stop. So there are ongoing conversations there that will probably continue into the working group. I think at least we had a bit of a breakthrough with respect to the service description and the ABNF stuff that we still need to circle back around with Marcus and Drummond and the DID spec group. But I'm hopeful that there is at least a proposal I sent out to the mailing list that I believe addresses every use case that's been produced to date with respect to service descriptions. It's just, we're fine-tuning the spec. I think Drummond's goal is to try to get a new one pushed before IIW, and I think we should be able to do that. And then it's just a matter of, doing that work in parallel and getting the information ready for submission to the DID working group whenever that forms. And that's it.
Thanks, Manu. I have some questions, but Drummond, you're up.
Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead with that.
Yeah, so Manu, you mentioned that part of the discussion next week will be, something along when to send it out for official review. But part of what I'm wondering is, I understand that W3C, whatever, overlords, I'll say, are waiting for some things for us. And those, I think, include the DID explainer, which we just talked about, DID use cases, which Joe and I are working on. And I don't know what else, but can you talk to that? Are they waiting on anything before they can flip that switch?
I mean, no, not really. Like, it would be good. If those things were done today, that would be good, right? Because that's not, you may want to, let me rephrase that. You may want to check with Wendy to see if they are, in fact, waiting for us on anything. Okay. I don't think that they are. The charter and the supporting documentation, has been produced. So they shouldn't be waiting on anything. Really, all you need is a charter and a spec, which we have. What we're trying to do now is, clean up the charter and the spec. Use cases help, explainer helps, but I don't think there's no expectation that that's done before a working group can even go up to an official, out for an official vote. So anyway, yeah, I mean, those things could not be done fast enough. But I think it should be happening in parallel. It shouldn't be blocking anything.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and Drummond, you're up.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, two things. One, I just ask, I see, Bern just answered about the explainer. So this is good. I'm happy to help with that because I do want to make sure we started at Gooding Web of Trust a different than the DID explainer, but some of it's sort of a deeper dive on DIDs. It's between the high-level primer and the low-level spec, and I plan on advancing that as we are working on the DID spec over this month, so the two are done by the end of the month. And I did want to reinforce that is our goal of these of the Thursday meetings, is to get out, what we hope is a community final spec by the end of the month before IIW. And so I encourage folks, anyone who's interested in that, to come to the Thursday calls. Manu has sent a proposal to the list that I'm still digesting. I'm here in Victoria with the BC Gov team today, and it's on our agenda to go over it, whiteboard it with them. And Marcus is also cooking on it, so I think we'll get some really good meaty discussion going. So don't miss it Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. Pacific.
Excellent. Dan, you're up.
Yes, I just wanted to remind people, Drummond in particular right now, the DID explainer document is not intended to be a competing document in any way for any of the other documents. The DID explainer very specifically uses a format that the TAG has. The TAG asks very specific questions, and they want brief answers to those questions. So that's all we're doing. This is not intended to be, it's called an explainer, but it's not at all intended to be a tutorial for people in any way, shape, or form.
Thanks for clarifying that. I didn't understand that till now. Great. So does anyone else have anything to add on DID progress? I think it's much clearer. I'll follow up with Wendy on whether they're actually waiting for anything, but otherwise it sounds like we just need to keep moving forward on the things we're working on. Okay, so I don't see anyone else on the queue. Let's move to the survey results, which this was worked on by Heather and Karn, who joined us on the call today. And I want to thank them for taking the time to, do the survey, prepare the results. And so, yes, I'll turn it over to you, Heather, to talk to this. I included a link in IRC.
Awesome. Thanks, Kim. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. If I end up breaking up, just make a comment in the text chat and I'll try to speak slowly so as not to upset the machine elves. Okay, great. So I see a lot of you guys in this document. I want to give a shout out to my the person who worked alongside me on this, Karan Verma. He introduced himself at the beginning of the call. I asked for a volunteer to help me with this, and he volunteered, and so we worked very closely on it. So really great to have a new volunteer to work with. So this survey came about, I think it was like towards a call in December. The chairs were asking for some feedback, and I'm a researcher. I like to collect data in a clean manner and be able to analyze it and take action on it. And so I offered to put together a kind of formal survey to gather feedback. The introduction kind of goes over the methodology and where it came from. We did have a lot of the questions were suggested by Manu and review. We went through a review process, and then we had 44 responses in the month of January. You can see a bunch of the links here. If anyone wants to do their own analysis, we have a PII clean data available. SurveyMonkey does this. We conducted it through SurveyMonkey. I pulled one of the charts in here, but SurveyMonkey has a lot more charts and detailed information. So if you want to really get into the detailed information, get in touch with us and we can give you a link to that as well. I'm going to skip over this volunteers section here. Karen and I are going to kind of split up the results here. Still good on sound? Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to start on some key points. But before I do that, I want to kind of just set the stage. So we are reporting what the aggregated results and sometimes the long tail results of the survey. So don't shoot the messenger. There were some very polarized opinions. And so I think that if you hear some feedback and you're like, I don't agree with that at all, I really ask you to just take a step back, take a deep breath, and see how maybe other participants might have thought that. I think we are at a great opportunity in this group. We've done a lot of really good work so far, and depending on what kind of impact we want to have on the world, not just on our group or our companies, we might want to think differently about how we do things in the future. But we did not give any recommendations. So I'm going to start on the key points and just kind of speak to a few of them. And I guess I'll just kind of speak to kind of the first three points altogether. So we found that there's kind of a core group of people that are doing a lot of the work and very active, know how to do things, and we probably all know who those people are. But then there's this kind of outer group that kind of knows how things are being done, that isn't so active, doesn't necessarily know how to be active, how to participate or volunteer, and they are probably outside of North America. So also going back to this inclusion and diversity, a lot of the work that we've done in the past year has been primarily technical activities. That's probably because we're part of W3C, but also some of the calls have been to do more non-technical things, and there's also been calls to have participation by more non-technical people. And in my opinion, and looking at the results of this survey, that is aspirational, it is not reality. The reality is that we are a very technical group doing technical things and intimidating to non-technical people. It is very North America focused, and that is because it happens in a very good North America time zone. And a lot of the people in this core group are from North American perspective. And So those who are outside of North America sometimes don't feel like they're, it's as easily accessible, and there's a barrier to contribution. Karin, do you want to take from here and go over the next step?
Yes, sure. Can people hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll talk slowly. Thank you, Heather, for taking the initiative for this survey. I have been following this space for a while, but I was having the challenge figuring out how to participate and contribute and get involved. So this was a good opportunity for me to understand at a deeper level from where I was on how to participate. Point on the nature of the survey, we collected both quantitative and qualitative feedback. And before I go into the points, some of the points that are highlighted here, I just say my view of the work that is going on in this group. I think I understand, have a fair understanding of what this work is about and what is the long-term vision, what are the specifications, and what are they meant to do. On one level, I have that 50 feet room, and on the other hand, the places I see online and on the website is kind of like a 1 feet or a 2 feet view to see what exactly is happening now. So for me, I felt there was a gap between that 50 feet and 2 feet, and I did not find any resources to try to fill that gap and understand what is going on right now and how I can contribute. So we organized the survey around some of the problems we perceived, and we thought some of the problems that other people might have perceived. So Heather already mentioned some of the key points that we realized, and the other 4 points that we realized was around process, roadmap, participation, and priorities for the future. So regarding process, there were most respondents were not confident about how the work was done or managed, and we used the word confident because they kind of knew, and some of them kind of not knew, and there was a group which knew like what the process was, and how and where this is going. The other was about a roadmap, which is essentially, in the essence, just knowing what's coming in the future, both in the short term, the medium term, and long term. And the other was regarding participation, and it was like, and the key insight from this was the function of the roadmap, and most participants found it difficult to participate because of lack of clarity or understanding as on what was going on or why some of the decisions were taken. And we will talk more about in details. Regarding priorities, I think the responses we got were kind of clear in this respect. It was mainly around technical things with regards to DID auth, DID spec, and moving to the working group as the top, I guess, short-term priorities. So these are the key insights, and I guess we would move on to the results. But before we go on, if anybody has any feedback or questions on these key insights for me or Heather.
And just a little structure, we're gonna pick one or two in the next 4 sections. We're not going to go through everything. We're just going to hit a few more things. So we're not done presenting, but we're happy to take some questions about the keeping.
Does anyone have questions? Manu, you're up. I'm
skipping me. Yeah. I'm wondering if you're going to open the document for comments. Partially, you know, as I was reading through this, thank you very much for putting all this together. This is awesome. You know, my heart sank in a couple of places, meaning, you know, around the inclusion and diversity and the core group being insular and things of that nature. Can we ask questions? There's specific sentences in here where, you know, I'd like a little more detail How do we ask those questions kind of in an asynchronous way? Take it to the mailing list, ask questions in the document. Are you seeking input like that? It's general question around how do we ask questions on the document?
That's a great question, Manu. I think one of the things that Carl and I discussed is we didn't put next steps. We wanted to have this conversation with you guys. This is seeing the report out at this point. I can imagine having a discussion on the discussion list. I can imagine we can make comments. I guess, are you guys unable to comment? Is it just shared viewable right now? I don't
really
know.
Yeah, it's view only now. No, you can't make comments.
Well, I think, Karin and I should talk about this, but I think it's fine for us to take comments. And if you want us to drill into the specifics of why we made these key points, we're happy to do that. And I think also, I don't want to volunteer more of Karin's time unless he wants to come along, but I'm happy to do a more detailed report out and go through the specifics of the data if there's interest.
So I'll say I'm definitely interested in understanding more. I get this feedback, totally understand it. I think I have a range of sort of thoughts on it. Like one, that we still haven't finished our process document. So I imagine finishing that make that a lot clearer. We've been working on that lately. Part of it, I think, is we have a huge group, and I think we're sort of overwhelmed to get the right structure in place, to even figure out how to solicit help, and things around communication and finding out how people would like to contribute. So I think, unless I don't see anyone in the queue, but I think what I want to say is that I'm really interested in learning more about what are the things we can do to, obviously besides like making the process clearer, providing more ways to get involved in communication, like what the group's working on, but also things like,
dead spot.
The idea that people found it hard to contribute, like what would they like to be doing that they're not doing, and I don't want to hijack it. So, Christopher, do you mind if I go back to Heather and Karin quickly, and then we'll I'll get back to you.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't want to. Okay.
Yeah. Kim, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the main thrust of your point is you'd like there to be more opportunity for more ongoing anonymous feedback. I just didn't quite catch it.
Well, I think the thing is that there. Some of the things we knew about, others I'd like more information on. So I guess part of it is a request for the group. Like, I want to give Heather and Carl time that they, to review this because I think this is great stuff. But I want to also get going asynchronously. What are people thinking about, sort of, Would it help if we give a way to provide anonymous feedback? Would you like to have a separate session where we sort of talk about this more? And so I want to turn over to Heather and Karin to finish what they're saying, though. But I do have a request for the community to sort of think, like, what could we do that would help address this? And obviously we'll be thinking about it as well, but I want to make sure we're taking in as much information as possible. So I'll turn back to Heather and Karin now.
Cool. Thanks, Kim. I think that a little bit of that conversation was a little preemptive because we just got through the key points. And as we put this together, we were definitely like we made the conscious decision not to make recommendations because the way this community works is more collaborative. And so we wanted to really just report out what we found. So I'd like to let us kind of finish reporting out. I'm just going to, Karin and I are going to kind of flip-flop back and forth with the next two sections. So
the report was, the survey was broken up into about like four different sections. The one section asked about how the CCG was working, and for the most part, there was a lot of activity done, with the top three accomplishments were on the DID spec, the technical discussions, and creating the community to have the conversation about this. Now, that's maybe you guys are focusing on like the things we can improve, but I want to just acknowledge some appreciation that this is the place, the space where we're talking about this stuff. And other people are talking about it other places, but this is kind of is the core group that is driving back in this technology forward. So don't only see that as a negative, see it as a positive. So we're just going to pick one item from each of these sections because we're short on time. So Karen, I'm going to pass it over to you to talk regarding the organization and the operation.
Sure. Since we are running out of time, I'm going to try and go fast. So this, the organization section was questions 1 to 5 and 23 to 24, and the idea was to gauge the roadblocks to participation and contributing to on work. So some of a deeper insight into questions were to get a deep insight into what people think how the CCG works. We had 4 respondents, and 27 of them did not know, wasn't sure, or mostly knew how the CCG worked, and only 17 respondents knew, were confident about how it works. The second point was around the roadmap. Most participants felt that there's a lack of roadmap and a clear set of achievable goals. And just to add my personal perspective, that there was like, it wasn't clear which of the participants were working on, for me, what action items and what they needed help on, and how this combines into an overall piece of the work that a person can view and understand. So that was one of the things that I felt well, and most participants felt that. And there was the section interests, and there was a long tail of interests, and these are listed in the doc, and I would move forward from there. There was the roadblocks to contributing. Two major roadblocks that were listed was funding and understanding of the previous and current work, which again ties into the roadmap and visibility of what is going on. And there was this section on missing constituencies, and we have also listed some of the missing constituencies here, and please go ahead and review that. I'll move on to the next section, which was CCG operations. And the goal of this section was basically to get feedback on how the modes or the mediums that the group uses to communicate, how they are performing. So the two mediums were the mailing list and the weekly calls. And I guess it was regarding the mailing list, the feedback was largely positive. There were a few areas of improvement, which was around more moderation to avoid personal pitches there's a need for threading, which is to understand previous discussion, to make understanding previous discussions easier, and there was largely positive feedback. Regarding the weekly calls, we have some numbers on how many people attend the weekly calls, so those are also up there for you guys to review. And people thought that the agenda action items and accountability were some of the things that were working well. Regarding the area of improvements, there were a few. They were around scheduling, the frequency of it, time when the agenda should be released, and people. Someone said that probably people shouldn't argue about JSON LD versus JWT calls, and we included that because it was, I think a few people said that. And And so these are the section. Before I turn it to Heather for the last section, I just want to say that we also have released the results. I think there's a link somewhere where we have the raw data from the results, I think. And I'll turn it over to Heather. And Heather, confirm that for the group, please.
Yeah, thanks, Karin. And sorry, guys, we were really trying to be respectful of the time. So I'll just kind of maybe wrap a presentation, and then it sounds like maybe we're going to have some more time next, another time to talk about it. The last thing I wanted to mention was the priorities that people communicated for the 2019 year. And the most important thing to me with this is that the technical suggestions outweighed the non-technical suggestions 3-1 with DAW, the spec, and did Resolver and verifiable credentials kind of all being the top. So, you know, my main takeaway here is the question to the community. Like, we already are the ground zero for the technical discussion of the space, and we've been successful pushing forward the specs and the conversations in this space. There's also been a call for the need for non-technical information and to involve non-technical people, but today this community has not been very good at welcoming them, involving them, and leveraging their talents and skills. So maybe this is the place, maybe it's not the place. If this is the place, there's going to have to be some structural changes in the organizational leadership models to make those people feel comfortable. The last thing I want to mention here is we did have a variety of volunteers. I don't remember the number. Maybe it was like, I think 15 people said that, yes, they were interested in volunteering, but maybe only like 10 or 8 actually put their contact info in. I don't know what to do with this information. I want to empower these people to volunteer, but you can't throw these people in the deep end of the pool. There needs to be a kind of mentoring and a structure so that people who are new to this community and want to volunteer and have different skill sets are successful. That's one of the reasons why I specifically asked for a volunteer on this project, and I specifically asked for not one of the usual suspects. I wanted someone who was new to the space who could get involved. So I don't know what to do with these volunteers because I want them to be successful and I want them to help drive, you know, what the objectives and goals of this community are. So that said, I think that, you know, clearly, like Karin and I did our best analyzing this data to have this information so you guys can think about it. Don't just focus on the bad, focus on the good. This community has been phenomenal in pushing forth verifiable credentials and DIDs and all this work around the DIDs. And the question is, like, how far are we willing to go? Are we willing to go all the way? Are we just going to focus in one other area or on the technical aspect? And that's a community discussion. So I think we should have that community discussion, and I hope that these survey results empower that and enable that. So with that, I'll hand it back to Kim, and you guys let us know how you want to proceed with discussion on this moving forward.
Thank you so much, Heather. This is incredible work. Thanks to you and Karin. And so what I'm going to propose that we have a not to impose on you guys too much, but I'd like to revisit this in another call. Next week might not work because I'm out. But yes, this and the code of conduct topics. So, and we can maybe dive deeper into the feedback and not necessarily get to your point yet into what to do next, but just to get feedback and, figure out, then subsequently figure out what to do. Okay, thanks everyone. And sorry, went over. Okay, and we'll see you next week.